Every vote counts, and both candidates in the US presidential election are vying for every single one of the undecided voters. The election is 6 days away, next Tuesday. More than 30 million people have already voted by postal ballot. The race is tight. Donald Trump is slightly ahead of Kamala Harris, according to opinion polls, but the difference is within the margin of error. The swing states are crucial, those seven states where both candidates are roughly tied. Our Washington correspondent has been to one of them, Nevada. Donald Trump is trying to win it back from the Democrats. Joe Biden won it by just 33,000 votes in 2020. And as Sean Whelan reports, this time Mr. Trump is hoping to win the support of workers in the all-important hospitality industry.
Listen to this one. No tax on tips. No tax on overtime. No tax on tips. Think of that. That's why we're going to win, and service workers in Nevada, they love Trump, and I love you too.
Donald Trump came to Las Vegas in June to launch his targeted tax cut. Las Vegas is about the only place in the country where there's such a preponderance of service workers who make tips that they could tip the political balance in his favor. Las Vegas accounts for 2.9 million of the state of Nevada's 3.1 million people. So, Nevada is a sort of city-state with a lot of desert attached. Win Vegas, win the state. That's why Kamala Harris, too, promised no tax on tips when she joined the campaign fray at the end of July.
Hello, sir. Welcome in. How are you? Anywhere you like.
At the Bagel Cafe, a busy eatery in northern Las Vegas, waitstaff Carla and Ariana certainly liked the idea.
I think that's an amazing idea. It would help out a lot to not pay so much taxes on our daily tips that we work for tips.
I kind of agree. I agree there should be no taxes on tips because half the time when you get taxed on tips, it's a little bit more than what you expect.
Their bosses, co-owners Hugo and Pablo, are happy enough for their workers getting more take-home pay, but are not sure how it all might work out in practice.
In theory, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, in practice, who knows how that would work, especially in a city like Las Vegas where there's so many restaurants, the strip, everywhere. It's driven by tips.
Our business, like any others, I mean, you know, a higher pay towards the employees, it will take an effect to the business, especially with inflation and all the prices. We can't raise the prices to a certain extent. I mean, there's only so much that we can. You know, we don't want to position ourselves in, like, you know, where the customers cannot afford the meal.
Ah, yes, the boring practicalities. The Harvard University Budget Lab estimated that there are roughly 4 million workers in tipped occupations in America. That's about 2.5% of all American employment. And the lower down the wage scale you go, surprisingly, they found the amount of tipped workers rises very little. In the bottom income quarter, it's only about 5% of workers. So, the measure would leave most low-paid workers at a disadvantage. Economists fret it would cost the US exchequer up to $250 billion in lost revenue over the next decade and could have unintended consequences in pushing people to move from untipped to tipped jobs to reduce their taxes, while others worry the Wall Street crowd would find ways to say that they were being paid tips, not seven-figure bonuses. On the south side of Las Vegas, such concerns are a long way away for the staff at restaurant Lindo Michoacan, a family business with five Mexican restaurants in the Las Vegas area. The staff here enthusiastically work for tips, breaking into song at least six times while we were there for customers celebrating birthdays, guitars, tambourines and sombreros at the ready. Barman Leonardo is all for scrapping tax on tips and rewarding the idea's originator.
I feel like Trump should be elected. You know, he's going to stop the taxes from tips and all the servers and all the bartenders because it's not fair policy here in America, you know? And I hope he gets elected and I hope he wins.
Maybelline on the front desk was still weighing the options.
Well, Trump does like all the tax and he's saying like taxes on tips and all of that. But also Kamala is also saying about healthcare and all of that. So it's just a debate that is still going on and it's hard to choose which side.
Richard Laverne was one of those celebrating his birthday. A veteran of the Vegas hospitality industry, he takes a more, shall we say, experienced view of the proposal.
I think it's more of a stunt than anything else. I think the reality is they both suggested it because they know that if she gets elected, the Republicans will never pass it because they don't want to give her the victory, and vice versa. If he gets elected, the Democrats will never pass it. So it looks good in theory, but it's just politicians trying to buy votes because they'll never pass.
It wouldn't be the first political promise not to be carried out, but in a city built on gambling, in a state that could swing either way, it's worth a punt for Trump and a matching stake by Harris to see if their number comes up in this battleground state.
Sean Whelan reporting there from Nevada.